Welcome back to the second chapter that seems like it doesn't apply to us, but really does. In other words, welcome to 1 Corinthians 9 today. I'm Pastor Jonathan, and today we pick up right where we left off yesterday, and believe me, this chapter does apply to you and me. Paul is answering questions from the Corinthian church and is right in the heart of a discussion about eating meat sacrificed to idols. And I understand if you aren't convinced that this chapter applies to you today. But stick with me, and we'll see how this topic really matters today. After being asked if it was okay to buy and eat meat sold in the temple marketplaces, Paul tells the Corinthians that technically, there's nothing wrong with eating the meat sacrificed to idols. But there were many in Corinth who saw the idolatry of the temples, who had come out of this lifestyle and had been used to eating the sacrificed meat as an act of worship to the gods. For them, eating the temple meat was an act of worship. So Paul asks the Corinthians to give up their rights for those brothers. And to support his case, he points to his own life. Verse 1, "Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord." Paul had laid aside his rights as an apostle for the sake of the gospel. And he was asking the Corinthians to do the same. Lay aside your rights so that the gospel might go forth. What is more important, you getting cheaper meat or a pagan salvation? Paul seemed to change topic then to defend his role as an apostle. But really, it fits here well. Verse 3. "This is my defense to those who sit in judgment on me. Don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who lack the right to not work for a living?" Paul went out of his way to ensure that his life was not a hindrance to the spread of the gospel. Paul could have relied on the churches he served for his living. He could have brought along a wife like Peter did if he had one. But he chose to lay his rights aside and work for his support. In Acts 18, Paul works in Ephesus as a tent maker in order to financially support himself. And not only did he raise his own funds, but he also supported the entire team he took along with him. Money was not the reason he was preaching, and Paul made sure that no one would ever be able to lay that accusation against him. We might think that this would make the Corinthians respect Paul more, but it actually caused the church to look down on him. Verse 7. "Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk?" In any army, soldiers are paid by the government they serve. The farmer feeds himself from the crops of his field, and the shepherd is supported by the flock he cares for. And Paul says he has a right to receive support from the Corinthian church. Verse 11. "If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ." Paul makes it clear again that he has a right to receive support from the church in Corinth, but like so many of his rights, he laid it aside. What mattered to him was the work of the gospel. If it was effective for the gospel that he receive support, he would receive it. And if it was better that he support himself, then he would work with his own hands. What mattered was that the gospel would not be hindered. Verse 14. "In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel." Those that preach the gospel have a right to be supported by those they preach to. But it's not a command. In many cases, churches are unable to support their senior pastor. Whatever serves the gospel and the church is what should be done. Pastors who spend the majority of their messages on giving are not preaching the gospel, but rather are preaching for their own gain. If pastors do receive their support through a church, man, they better work hard for that money. In Paul's day, there were a lot of religious scam artists who were out to relieve people of their hard-earned money. Paul distanced himself from these scammers by never taking an offering from the church in Corinth. Verse 19, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible." Paul was free from being dependent on anyone for his support, and this offered him a great benefit. He was able to reach out to all people without concern that he might endanger the support of his benefactors. Verse 20, "To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Okay, when I first read this, I felt like Paul might be a little bit two-faced. Why would you act like a Jew with Jews, but like a Greek with the Greeks? I once heard a person like this described as a chameleon, always blending in with whatever crowd they were hanging out with. In Acts 21, Paul participates in Jewish purification ceremonies. But around the Greeks, he would eat meats forbidden under the Jewish law. So what gives? Paul sought to win people to Jesus by being sensitive to their needs. We should try to reach people where they are, not forcing them to change their lives before coming to Christ. No one needs to clean themselves up before coming to Jesus. Isaiah says that all of our self-righteousness is nothing but filthy rags compared to the true righteousness that Christ offers. Paul never changed the message when preaching, just his behavior and approach. If you're sharing the gospel with business people, maybe dressing nicer would be a good start. If sharing the gospel at the beach, ditch the tie and jacket. But the message is the same. Jesus Christ has paid for our sins, no matter who we are. And now, a special note. This is not an excuse to violate God's commands in the name of evangelism. No one should be, like, doing drugs to share with druggies. If you're violating your conscience in the name of reaching out to people, you're doing it wrong. Paul didn't say he was out partying and visiting the temples to share the gospel, but he did change what he wore, what he ate, and even the method of evangelism in order to reach all people. That's it for today. Join us tomorrow as we jump into 1 Corinthians 10 on Through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.